Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, February 12th. Israeli forces have killed dozens of people, including children, as they attacked the city of Rafah in Gaza and rescued two hostages from Hamas. The Palestine Red Crescent Society says warplanes targeted different areas of Rafah overnight in, quote, extremely intense airstrikes, while helicopters fired machine guns near the border. Israel says it carried out a special operation in the city to find two hostages who were kidnapped 128 days ago during the Hamas October 7th attacks. The military says they're Israel-Argentine nationals and are both in good medical condition. There's growing concern about Israel's plans for Rafah, because more than half of Gaza's population is sheltering in the border city, and they have nowhere left to go.
Every day, we're on the run. Being displaced is tough because I have two daughters with disabilities. I can't carry them around. I don't have a car or a cart.
Most people came to the area after escaping cities in the north, with many crammed into tents without access to food, water, or medicine, with one UN official describing the area as a pressure cooker of despair. Police are investigating after a woman walked into a megachurch with a young child and started shooting. It happened yesterday afternoon in Houston when a woman believed to be in her early to mid-30s entered Joel Osteen's church wearing a trench coat and a backpack and armed with a long gun. Houston's police chief says she then opened fire before two off-duty officers fired back, hitting her.
Once she went down, officers reported back to us that she threatened that she had a bomb. We searched her vehicle and also the backpack. No explosives were found.
The woman died at the scene. The chief says the child, who's 4 or 5 years old, was hit during the shooting and is in the hospital in critical condition. The head of NATO says former President Donald Trump's comments could put American and European troops at risk. Take a listen to what Trump said about a conversation with a NATO country leader.
One of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, "Well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us?" I said, "You didn't pay? You're delinquent?" He said, "Yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay. You got to pay your bills." And the money came flowing in.
Trump's comments have caused outcry from European leaders, with the European Council chief calling the statements reckless and serving only Putin's interest, while NATO's Secretary General reiterated that any attack on the Western alliance would be met with a, quote, united and forceful response. The White House also slammed the comments, describing them as appalling and unhinged. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been hospitalized, and his deputy is taking over his duties. That's according to the Pentagon, which says Austin is being treated for symptoms of a potential bladder issue. This comes after the defense secretary admitted that he failed to tell officials and the public about his previous hospital stay. Austin was diagnosed with prostate cancer in early December and underwent a procedure on December 22nd that required general anesthesia and an overnight stay. He later returned to the hospital on New Year's Day after suffering complications. It was a seriously close Super Bowl. We'll have some of the highlights after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It was a long night and one of the longest NFL games in history, but in the end, the Chiefs made it, again. Kansas City became the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowls in 19 years last night, downing the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 in overtime in Las Vegas. Star quarterback Patrick Mahomes was voted MVP for a third time with two touchdowns, including the game winner and one interception. And for the halftime show, R&B legend Usher was joined on stage by guests like Alicia Keys, Her, Lil Jon, and Ludacris. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.